And you're joining us for another edition of Sparks Notes. I know the weather is starting to turn. It might have started finally feeling like spring, but I think the way that things are going, we're just kind of zooming through the seasons. And with that, I thought actually it was a really good opportunity to bring Police Chief Jeff Hamer in. Because, you know, summertime, it means fun time, school's out, more daylight, good weather, backyard grilling. But also, a lot of people, it feels like when the seasons change, they start relaxing a little too much behind the wheel. And I thought this was a great chance to bring you in, Chief Hamer. How we doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, absolutely. Love having you in here chatting and kind of just keeping everybody up to date on what's going on with the police department, but also kind of handing out some free advice on how they can avoid getting themselves seriously hurt or maybe even getting a ticket.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to let everybody know that Macomb Police and other agencies are going to be focusing on specific violations that data suggests play a role in most crashes locally here, but also across the state. And these violations are speeding, distracted driving, impaired driving, and seatbelt use.
Yeah, kind of a big hit list there. But I think when you break it down, it actually gets pretty simple.
Oh, it is. These violations attribute to the cause of many crashes in many ways, but it also increases the severity of the crash when they do happen.
Yeah, so why don't we kind of tear into this a little bit?
Sure. So speeding, you know, not only is it against the law, but we all know it's trying to get you to your destination quicker. We do it with the most innocent of intentions. But if we remember our physics homework, what happens is it actually reduces your reaction time as you drive. Your speed increases the force and the velocity of your vehicle while reducing that distance between objects. So when you are in a crash, it's with much more force and with less time to decide appropriate action.
Well, of course, it also kind of increases the time it takes for you to come to a stop.
Exactly.
Especially when you hit the brakes there.
Yep.
So, you know, you definitely want to keep your eye on that. I mean, it feels natural, but I think the best way to kind of get to where you want to be in a good manner of time is plan accordingly.
Yeah, plan accordingly. And, you know, our main goal is to have you arrive there safely. That's paramount. Nobody wants to deal with a car wreck, insurance companies, or having a family member injured.
Yeah, or heaven forbid, I mean, injuring somebody else altogether. And you really don't want that weighing on you.
Definitely, especially over something as little as a few minutes of time. Because if you're speeding in town or on the county roads, the actual math behind it, you may only be saving 2 to 6 minutes. And is that really worth all the trouble?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's better to be even just a little late than not at all.
Correct.
Now, with that, of course, I mean, we're talking about speeding and kind of feels like things that go hand in hand with speeding, because sometimes you might not notice, it's because you're distracted.
Definitely. So distracted driving is using a mobile device typically when you're driving, but it can be anything that takes your attention away from that primary task of driving the car. Eating a burrito, putting on makeup, changing clothes, holding pets are all activities that take away from the skill of driving. And it's all stuff that I've seen as a police officer here in Macomb.
Yeah. And honestly, like seeing the logs, you know, week in, week out, we're seeing a lot of people being careless. And I would think the easy way to attribute that is phones.
Yeah, it's definitely mobile devices. There's so much to do, text, calls, you know, your playlist, GPS even. But we're just hoping that as you move down the road, you have to remember you're closing distance to objects, people, other cars. And in Illinois, we just encourage motorists to drop it and drive and stay hands-free.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great way to kind of help prevent a lot of these wrecks between speeding and distracted driving. And of course, one of the bigger things, aside from mobile devices, that might kind of impair your ability to drive is, well, impaired driving or driving drunk.
Exactly. And so impaired driving, whether that's, you know, cannabis, alcohol, or any other intoxicants, they're the deadliest and they're the most easily preventable on the roads. You know, I've been policing here for over 20 years in a college town, and the biggest mistake I see people make is not having a plan to get home after drinking or enjoying other intoxicating compounds. So have that plan before you go out, before you go to that party, before you head to the backyard barbecue. Having that plan is paramount. You know, have a sober friend, have a ride share, walk, take Go West. Go West still runs during the summer, and it can get you definitely closer to home than the McDonough County Jail. And DUIs range in the thousands of dollars. So if we can't appeal to that logical side of your brain of like, let's just get home safely, or that security side of your brain of getting home safely for your family, let's appeal to that logic side of your brain and say, you've got better things to do with thousands of dollars. In fact, it's $650 alone just to get your car back after a DUI. So
yeah, and I think that definitely applies to everybody of legal drinking age. I know you might think it's like college kids or 20-year-olds, but you know what? I've definitely seen a good handful of 60 and 70-year-olds getting pulled over for this.
I certainly have too, Sparks. And in 20-something years, we've seen it all from, you know, the brand new driver or sometimes on a learner's permit making bad decisions. I've seen 60, 70, 80-year-olds. You know, it's substance abuse doesn't pick and choose. It's equal opportunity target finder. So, you know, the big thing is, you know, just have that plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, these are all ways that you can like prevent getting into an accident, but sometimes it's out of your control. Sometimes these things just happen to you. And well, there is definitely something you can kind of do to help protect yourself.
Definitely. Using seatbelts. It's the easiest, best prevention against injury in a crash. I've been in a lot of crashes. Seatbelt users are always less injured, more likely to survive, and in much better shape than those that don't wear them. And we all have that one silly uncle that always says like, well, if the car's on fire, I don't want to be trapped by my seatbelt, so I don't wear one. I would incorporate a little bit of logic to that scenario. And I would say if you're in a wreck and a fire starts, you rely likely in a crash that had a serious impact. So the seatbelt would have helped you survive that impact. And then you would have a chance to exit this mysteriously burning car scenario that Uncle Silly always thinks happens every day. So yeah, we got to raise our seatbelt use.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it sounds really easy to think about, but I mean, these, you know, people sometimes they don't see sense. And I think it's honestly, once you start making a habit, you don't really even have to think about it anymore.
And just about every other safety feature in your vehicle, and I'm talking airbags, side curtain airbags, I'm even talking the door locks. Believe it or not, that's a safety device in your vehicle. They all are connected to the seatbelt use. And so they all like work in concert with each other. So, you know, the airbags are going to deploy at such a high rate of speed. The airbag is designed that the passenger will be wearing the seatbelt. So it's a safer, you know, contact with that airbag.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just a free bit of advice here, because, you know, being in the media and having a good relationship with the local law enforcement agencies in the county and in the state, I can tell you that right now, especially coming up this summer, they're going to be on the lookout for this stuff. So it might make sense, you know, avoid an accident or avoid getting caught, just don't do it.
Exactly. And like you touched on before, Sparks, wearing your seatbelt is a defense measure against the other drivers. You know, certainly it's going to protect you if you do something wrong and are in a wreck. But if somebody barrels through a red light as you have the green, you may not even see it coming and you may not have that time to react. The seatbelt is the safest, easiest click to help save your life.
Now backing off kind of the serious matters, talking about wrecks and all that. What's coming up with the Macomb Police Department this summer?
Sure. And so summer means a lot of fun. And we've been having young entrepreneurs in town start up lemonade stands. And we love visiting these lemonade stands. So I wanted to get the message out. If you're a young entrepreneur and you're holding a lemonade stand, have a trusted adult message the PD Facebook. Let us know where you're at. I can get word to the patrol people and we can come visit your lemonade stand, throw you a couple bucks, take a picture. If you like, we can throw it on our social media, get the word out. And at the end of the day, it's having a cool glass of lemonade.
Yeah, I can tell you being in radio advertising, free advertising is, you know, it's key, really.
Hey, sometimes it's the best.
And of course, as you're out there seeing kids, because I know it's going to get really, really hot this year. I can just feel it coming up. You know, maybe watch out for the patrols.
Yeah. So one thing we're going to reinvigorate this summer is cops with freeze pops. We have freeze pops in our freezer. What we do is we drive around and in the neighborhoods, the parks, the playgrounds. We see kids playing and having a good time. We just stop out and have a couple freeze pops with them and, you know, just kind of beat the heat and meet a few youngsters and kind of wish them all a great summer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then coming up towards the end of the summer, and we'll talk about this one a little bit later on down the road, actually is going to be the return of Night Out.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know the exact date yet, but it should be like the first weekend in August, but we're going to have our second annual National Night Out, and it's going to be bigger and better than last year. We learned a lot of stuff last year. I think there's going to be maybe even a foam bounce house type of a thing. We want to have music. And so Sally Vigetzi is community service officer in charge of recruitment, diversity, and social services. She's been a huge driving force behind that. And we got more money for her budget for that. So I think it's going to be even bigger and better.
So yeah, definitely something to look forward to. Like I said, we'll talk about that one later on down the road.
Definitely.
When the details are more concrete and it'll stick in your head a little bit better.
Definitely. Thanks so much, Sparks.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, these are all the things kind of coming up for the police department this summer. You know, obviously driving safety, like I said, the ISP, the Macomb PD, and the county police, they're always on the lookout for this. So avoid the ticket, avoid the wreck, keep yourself safe, and just, you know, use your common sense here.
Yeah, we all want to have a great summer, citizens, motorists, and pedestrians alike. So let's all do the right thing and let's avoid some tickets, let's avoid the hassle, and let's keep everybody safe.
You bet. All right. Thanks again, Chief Hammer, for stopping out.
Thanks for having me.